Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Laura Katena. How are you?
I'm very well, Robert, and you pronounced my name perfectly.
Well, that's because you are – now, here's the part of pronunciation we change. I was going to say the CEO of Katena Zapata Winery, but I know you don't like the title of CEO because you like to get your hands dirty and you like more managing director.
Yes, yes. And
this is a great company. I mean, it was founded by her great-grandfather in 1902. Talk about what the organization is, because you're completely reinventing – the perception and the reality of wines from Argentina.
Yes, well, it was started by my great-grandfather. You know, he was one more immigrant to Argentina, going with his little suitcase, arrived to Argentina, had to work a bit to make some money, then went to Mendoza, which is the main wine-producing region. It's like our California. And he planted his first vines in 1902, and his dream was to have a vineyard, make wine, and raise a family in Argentina. Those were really rough times in Europe. And there was more opportunity in Argentina. And Argentina had very advantageous immigrant policies where, you know, they would give land to immigrants and things like that. And so he started the winery. Then my grandfather, who I called Nonno, because in Italian you call your grandfather Nonno, continued the family winery, planted more vineyards. He had several different wineries making wine. But he was mostly selling wine in barrels that were sent to Buenos Aires, the capital. And somebody else was bottling it and selling it. And when my father came along, he has a PhD in economics. He studied in Argentina and at Columbia University. He said, well, this is ridiculous. We need to have our own brands, you know, do our own commercial undertaking, you know, our own sales. And he started selling his own brands in Argentina, you know, high-end wines, but also some table wine, planting more vineyards. But then he had this great realization when he came to California that he wanted to start exporting. And that's when it gets really, really interesting and where I come in.
And where you come in is very different because you went to Harvard and then Stanford and you became a doctor.
Yes.
And really you're in the emergency rooms in America. And then
yes.
What did you learn there and what inspired you to come back to the family business?
Yes, yes. So, you know, growing up, I spent time with my grandfather. I was basically in the winery all day. You know, today you would not allow a child to walk into a winery because, you know, there's wine and it's a potentially dangerous. But, you know, when I was a kid, I would get the dog and go see my grandfather and, you know, walk by the tank and somebody would shout, you know, be careful, don't fall into the tank. And literally I was there in the winery with my dog. And today, actually, I go with my kids, but wineries are actually dangerous. You shouldn't have kids running around. But back to how do I go from emergency medicine to wine is that when I went to the U.S., we came to the U.S. during the military government in Argentina. You know, many of you have seen Argentina in the news recently. We have this new president that wants to go all free market. And let's see how that goes. But when I was a kid, there was a military government, which is actually terrible. So I do not want military government, and I'm happy with any democratic government that gets elected in Argentina. I'm for them, whatever their tendency is. So we had this military government. My uncle had been kidnapped. It was quite dangerous. There were bombs, kidnappings. You know, I would literally walk to the corner, and there was somebody with a machine gun at the corner. So my father got a bit concerned. He said, we're going to go to the U.S. He was invited to be a visiting scholar at Berkeley. This is when I'm 14 years old. We get to Berkeley. Imagine I go from military government in Argentina where you weren't allowed to wear mini skirts. You couldn't have bangs, you know, very, very formal. You couldn't talk in the hallways, you know, very, very strict school. Even if it was a normal school, it was a military government. So everything was formal. And then I walk into Berkeley, California, you know, where you can do basically anything you want. You know, you can go to school in a bathing suit if you want, practically. So I get to Berkeley. And my father himself, he goes to Napa just as a visitor. And all of a sudden he sees that in California, Mr. Mondavi and other people think that they can challenge the French for the number one spot in wine. And you might have heard of the Judgment of Paris, which is this famous tasting where the California wines beat the best French wines. And, you know, the French don't like to talk about this, but this is a fact. It happened, and the judges were French, and the California wines won. And so my father said, hey, if these Californians have the guts to challenge the French, why not me in Argentina? And so he goes back and starts this revolution. But I haven't answered your question yet, Robert. So I studied biology at Harvard. And then I think my father was initially very excited. He thought, okay, biology, wine, this is all connected. And then I dropped the bomb that I wanted to be a doctor. And actually my father was upset, which I didn't know any people whose parents were upset when they said, I want to be a doctor, you know, because it's such a beautiful profession. But I wanted to help people. I wanted to be a traveling doctor, you know, going around the world, saving people. And I thought, who am I going to save with wine back then? And so I said, I want to be a doctor, and I loved emergency medicine, and I went on that career path. But meanwhile, my father, who had not given up on me working with him, he invited me to go to France with him as his translator, because I also almost minored in French at Harvard. I took many classes in French. I love the French language, French literature. And so I went with him to France as his translator, and I fell in love with wine as a consumer. So then I had finished medical school. I'd finished my residency. I had my first job as an emergency physician in Los Angeles. And my father asked me to go to this tasting by the Wine Spectator called the New York Wine Experience. And I arrived to this tasting as the first South American winery invited. This is 1995, which seems like a long time ago, but it's not that long ago. Nobody knew South American wine, definitely not Argentinian wine. And I walk in there to this very fancy tasting with all the famous California, you know, Opus One, the famous French, you know, Lafitte, the first growths. And I have my little booth, and people are walking by and not even tasting my wine because they say, oh, you know, Argentinian wine, nobody knows this. And I literally called my father that day and I said, Papa, I'm coming to work with you because you need a lot of help. This is an impossible dream that you have. And I really went to work with my dad to help him, the same reason I'd gone into medicine, to help somebody. And ever since then, I've been working with my father. And it's really the greatest gift.
And so here's a big question. You have all of these philosophies, but one of them is that even though you're an A student, you accept B minus. Oh. I mean, B minus is a good place to go in this, right?
Yes. Yes, well, I want to explain this a little more clearly, and it actually works for parenting as well. So the idea of the B minus is that, you know, in any field, you have your A plus activities. There's things that you must do well because, you know, otherwise, you know, you shouldn't have that job. So, for example, as a physician, I have to be an A plus physician. You know, I have to look at the patient, the chart. You know, I can't not analyze the lab work correctly. However, in business, you need to decide which are A plus activities and which are B minus activities, because you cannot do everything A plus. And if you try to do everything A plus, you end up doing everything B or C. You need the A pluses. And the only way to get the A pluses is to accept the B minuses. So for example, you know, in the winery, we are sometimes working on new projects. So we have our Malbec has to be A plus. You know, we are known for Malbec. You know, we have the Adriana Vinos de Barcela. These are 100-point wines, the first 100-point wines from Argentina. These wines come from these tiny little parcels. We do research on these little parcels for years and years and years until we figure out exactly what do we need to do in the vineyard, what cover crops, how to prune the vines, how to do the winemaking. We do hundreds of different micro-vinifications where it's you take some grapes and you make a tiny production to see, did this skin contact work? Did this slightly warmer fermentation work? You trial all these things to have the perfect wine, because these are our top wines that we're known for. But let's say we're working on a natural wine project. Do you know what natural wines are, Robert?
Without sulfates.
Oh, you are an expert, Robert. Very good. So actually, all wine is natural, and I do not particularly like the term. But as you know, Robert, there is a tendency, or there is a group of people who like wines without sulfites, which is actually, you know, a little bit wrong, the concept, because wine has natural sulfites. And even natural wines that are supposed to not have sulfates have some natural sulfites from the skin, but there's no added sulfites. And sulfites are added to prevent oxidation. Oxidation is when your wine turns a little more towards Madeira or Sherry. So if you ever have a Chardonnay that's old and it turns kind of brown and, you know, it's a little bit old, like you can tell like, oh, it's not as fresh as I'm used to, that's oxidation. But the natural wine movement believes that you should not add sulfites. And that's how wines were made, 200 years ago. They didn't add sulfites. And wines were delicious. So you can make delicious wines. So the Natural Wine Project is a project we have. We make some really spectacular wines, Bonarda, Malbec. We make this wine called Criolla. Delicious wines.
Wonderful explanation. And we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, here's the one thing I suggest you do. There's this book called Gold in the Vineyards, which Laura wrote. This is the most fun book on wines you will ever read, and all of the pictures and everything. So I urge you to just go to Amazon and get that book. And when we come back, we're going to hear about all sorts of things about what makes a great wine and sustainability and culture and women in business, which, as all of you know, that is my passion. Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're with Laura Catena, and that's actually Dr. Laura Catena. But so she is the one who is credited with, I think, really elevating all of Argentinian wines to be premier. And she has fantastic books, like I mentioned, Gold in the Vineyards, Vino Argentino. And so here's a few things she's done, like her culture, she's built in flexibility. She's built in 20% more women at harvest. In sustainability, which, as you know, is my major, studying in natural resources, she has a new drip irrigation system. They are the number one best vineyard to visit. But really, what I want to ask you is, what is the secret to a successful business? Because you're not the one who wants to be, even though you're leading the company, to do the finances, to do the booking, the marketing. You want to roll your sleeves up and make a great wine. That's your passion, right? Just like being a doctor, you wanted to help people.
I actually do participate in finances, and I'll tell you a story a little bit about that later, because my father has a PhD in economics, and when I started working with him, he said, Laurita, listen, you're a biologist, a doctor, you know about winemaking, viticulture. I started the Catena Institute to do all this research. He said, that's great. You know so much about that. Selling wine, he said, well, you don't know that from studying it in school, but I'm going to teach you everything, and you're great at that already. You know, the art of differentiation. That was the core message from him, and he taught me that. But he always said to me, listen, finances, don't worry about that. I know how to do that. You don't have to get involved in finances. And then, you know, after I'd been working with him for a while, I realized that if I didn't get involved in finances, I didn't know anything, and I couldn't do any of the other things, because everything is a trade-off in a business. You know, do you spend your money in this or in that? And in the end, you need to make money, because in order to do great things, you need money. Even to help people, you need money. So I went to my father and I said, Papa, I've changed my mind. I do want to learn about finances. And I actually hired a person who for 2 years taught me finances. And we would meet several times a week, and we would look at the profit, the loss, the investments, you know, how much does it cost to plant a vineyard, you know, the sales, the contributions of each product. And today I am very finance focused. But I have to say to all CEOs and family owners and all businesses out there that if you have somebody that you want them to, you know, go up to the managing director or CEO level, they must understand finance. And so you should not do what my father said, which was leave it to me. So just that one comment, Robert, because it is important.
So now the final question is about women in business.
Yes.
I am passionate that I feel like we're fighting an economic war with a hand tied behind our back, because we have 50% of the talent is not necessarily being used.
Yes.
Fortune 500 CEOs, now there's 53. I used to fight when we only had 25 and 27 women. That's still just 10%.
Yes.
What is the secret of being a woman leader that you find? Because you have a unique personality. There's no question about it. Everything you do, your writing, your thinking, your joy, even though it's the radio, I can't tell. She's constantly laughing and smiling, having fun. Tell me the secret, what everyone can learn from women in business.
Okay. So, first of all, when I started, there were very few women. I mean, almost none. And now there are quite a few. And partly has to do with this family business nature of wine, that there are families and families have women. And for example, the Antinori family, which is, you know, 26 generations of winemakers, the CEO father has three daughters. So the three daughters are running the business. And so there's just a factual thing that there's all these brilliant women around. So some of them are going to become CEOs or managing directors. So that's one change I've seen in the wine world. But my own personal story is that, you know, I'm a very hard worker, and, you know, I did have the luxury of growing up in this family, and I'm always very grateful for that, and getting the job. But I have earned my job, Robert, as you kindly said, and I've done a lot for the winery, for Argentine wine, which is my main priority. And, you know, the first thing I would say is that often women are really dedicated to a cause, to helping. So the same reason I became a doctor is the reason why I so passionately work in wine, because I today think that a good business person can help many more people than a doctor can. Because when I elevate Argentine wine, I take Argentine wine from a commodity business to a non-commodity business. And that feeds a lot of mouths. If I elevate my whole region, many other wineries are able to make more money. And then they can pay better salaries. They can plant better vineyards. And we are now taking this know-how that we have in Mendoza and my region to other regions in Argentina that are much poorer. And I'm hoping to actually change lives through this, you know, luxury wine business production.
And there you have it. The 50-50. The final question is your website. So anyone who's interested in, be it get your books like Gold in the Vineyards or get any of your wines, what is the website to go to?
Okay, so I have also a new book called Malbec Mon Amour that is illustrated book about Malbec. So if you're a huge Malbec fan, get this book also. It was a bestseller in Argentina, but we have it in French, Spanish, English, and Portuguese. And in terms of our wines, our website does not do direct sales because, you know, in the U.S. especially, there's this three-tier system. So we couldn't sell direct from our website like a California winery, for example, could. But you can go anywhere in your town and go to any wine store and say, hey, can you get me some Catena wines? And if they don't already have them, which most major wine stores have one of our wines, they can order it for you. But some places where you can find our wines are Total Wine has our wines, and they're, you know, pretty well distributed. We even have wines at Costco, at Safeway, and a lot of little small, you know, stores, which, you know, to me, the wine world is kind of like the book business. You want to support your local small store because they, you have a person there that knows your taste, that you can go and ask them lots of questions. But we are sold pretty widely around the United States and the world. I often have people send me, you know, the other day I got somebody from Iceland. You know, they were at the airport and they were drinking my wine. And I was so excited that somebody in the airport in Iceland was drinking my wine. So, yeah, you can drink our wines almost anywhere in the world.
That is great. And John, our chief radio engineer, he's been to Iceland 5 times. It's his favorite place.
Oh, my
God. I'm going to tell him to do that, to drink Catena wines in the Iceland.
Yes.
So, anyway, I want to thank you so much. It is really a joy. You have, I could tell, you have a heart of gold. You have a passion. But more than anything, if you talk about being a CEO, a managing director, or anything, what you have is true authenticity. And that is the number one thing to have if you want to be a great leader.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. That's a great compliment.
Chances are you're paying too much in taxes. With 47 years of trusted service, the Green Group provides a one-firm solution for your taxes and finances. We go beyond the typical accounting firm and invest ourselves into understanding the intricacies of your business. Founder and owner Leonard Green is a successful businessman and author of the book, The Entrepreneur's Playbook. Call 732-634-5100 for a complimentary and confidential consultation or visit www.greenco.com. The Green Group will save you money.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jim Rowley. How are you, Jim?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Really good, and glad to be with you Jim is the CEO of Crunch Worldwide, and he became CEO in 2009. We're going to hear about his leadership philosophy that he learned from the U.S. Marine Corps. And let's start off, though, first with Crunch Fitness. So you're in a very competitive space. Everyone now is focused on getting in shape, going to gyms. I know you've one philosophy of no judgments, but talk about what differentiates you in the market.
I think the biggest differentiation for Crunch is we try to make serious fitness fun, right? So how do you do that? And a lot of that is about engaging with the member. Every gym I compete with basically has the same equipment. They offer the same personal training, or maybe they don't. They might have classes, or maybe they don't. Locker rooms are very similar and everything else. But what happens inside the box, right? And what happens inside the box is we really try to engage our members. We've done some great studies with Bain and Company years ago to understand the differentiation between our members and maybe our competitors' members. And our members are very active and very fitness conscious. And a lot of our competitors, they might have membership roles and so forth, but the level of the fitness mindset isn't necessarily there. So because we've got a highly active, highly engaged member who wants serious results, we try to create a fun environment to do that. So we have a plethora of modalities and so forth. But if I step back away from that, it's really about the cultural mindset of the team member, the company, the franchise owner, and the member, and unifying those together.
So I like that word fun, and very few CEOs use it, but the ones who use it are usually the ones who are best 100 companies to work for in America. Define some specifics, Jim, that you have that make things fun.
Well, it starts with the way we train our employees. We train our employees. Look, the first thing we say is smiles are free, right? So a smile in itself might be the first smile that person gets all day. They might have a difficult commute. They might have a difficult profession. There might be things in their whole day that just aren't that inspiring and fun. And when they get to Crunch, can we greet them with a smile? Could that be the first smile they got all day? Welcome to your neighborhood and your community gym. And then culturally, we talk about kindness. We talk about inclusiveness. We talk about things that are words that maybe are overused now with people trying to create their mission. We've been doing this since 1989, right? We've been talking about having a soul and being part of your community bigger than just the physical box for more than 30 years. So it's about not just having these buzzwords on the wall, but how do you identify talent? How do you train and develop the talent? How do you get them to incorporate your philosophies and bring that culture into the community? And then the challenge we had in 2010 was, okay, now franchise that and get 75 other owners to do the same thing. But if it starts with, like, who doesn't want to have fun, Robert? Like, who wants to go to a workout gym that it isn't fun, that it sucks the life out of you when you get there, or that's indifferent? So Crunch, through our marketing, through our training, through our ideology, we put fun first.
And how do you as a CEO manifest fun? So you have, I think it's about 425 gyms, a lot of gyms. So you're going around, you're meeting with trainers, you're meeting with the heads of gyms as well. What do you as CEO do to engage these? Because you really are managing like 425 CEOs.
I am and I'm not, right? So we're a franchise company and an owned company. We've got roughly 50 gyms that we own and then the other 400 some odd that are independently owned and operated through a franchise network of 75 franchise owners. So really it's how do I get those 75 owners to believe in the culture and the philosophy and the ideology of Crunch? And here's the beautiful part. Most of those owners are private equity groups, very experienced fitness operators. They've been entrepreneurs before. They sought us out, right? So they looked at the competition. They looked at the other fitness franchises and said, that's not aligned with me. They might have looked at their financial performance. They might have looked at their individual clubs and how they're built and designed. But those franchise owners came to Crunch and said, I want to know more about this experience. So there's already this almost non-spoken alignment that says, I'm appealing to that as a franchise owner. So we just build from there. We have annual conferences. We have a regular information sharing. We've got regular meetings. We've got a training, a university. So we try to implement everything into that. But the first thing is in the initial conversation, are we aligned? Is there an alignment between your philosophy that's not just aligned around your profits, right? Because anybody can chase money, but it's aligned around your philosophy as a human, your philosophy as a business person, your philosophy as a trainer and a coach, all of those things. So we look for that synergy. We don't have 400 franchise owners. We have 75 that represent more than 2,000 units, both open and sold but not open yet. So our idea is to stay small to grow big.
Is there any one sentence that codifies how to build a great culture? Is it discipline? Is it back to fun? Is it back to accountability? What's the one core thing that you recognize? Because you've been running this now almost 15 years.
One sentence that sums it all up? I mean, I probably harken back to my military days to say, no one is coming. It's up to you.
Oh, I like it. So it's all about the initiative, the responsibility, the vision.
It all starts with you, and I don't just mean me. It starts with the front desk representative. No one's coming. It's up to you. So the interaction you're about to have with a guest, a potential member, somebody who wants to laud praise on the business, or somebody who's concerned about something in the business, somebody who wants to complain, whatever it might be, it's up to you. So if we have trained the team member to have the skill sets necessary for all of those circumstances, then we've done it right, right? So I believe there's only three types of teams. You have an incapable team, you have a capable team, and you have a highly capable team. My job is to ensure that we have a highly capable team. So I spend a lot of time, effort, and energy doing that. And I work on having the team members have the ability to inspire, encourage, and motivate themselves. Not to always look for that external motivation. We work in a society now where everybody's overstimulated and everybody's blaming everybody else and everybody's looking for the easy path. And I try to boil it down to this most simplest form. Do we hire, train, and develop team members that can inspire, encourage, and motivate themselves? So what do I have to do that? I have to provide the environment in which they can.
Absolutely. So you have learned a lot of this with your military career. Talk about that.
Yeah, I spent the better part of 8 years in the United States Marine Corps. I did not go to college right out of high school. I went in the Marine Corps. My father was a Marine. My grandfathers both served 20-plus years in the Navy during World War II in Korea. A lot of uncles that were Marines or Army. So a long military kind of history in our family. So I was inspired at a very young age to kind of follow suit. I did so, and it was perfect for me. I was able to accelerate, get promoted quickly, have some special assignments, practice what the leadership traits, characteristics, and philosophies of the Marine Corps had as a leader, as a platoon sergeant, and demonstrate that maybe I had the leadership qualities early. This was in my early or late teens, early 20s. And then when I found myself as a veteran and not knowing kind of what the assimilation would be between Marine Corps, not to civilian. I don't believe once you're in the military, you ever become a civilian again. I believe you're always now a veteran. But what would that assimilation look like? And how could I embrace the things that I had learned over the period of time in the Marine Corps? And it took some time. I really had to figure that out. I also had this chip on my shoulder that I was competing with people who had a 4-year degree or higher education, that term that we use and so forth. So that kind of was a chip on my shoulder that made me work harder, maybe emphasize really on reading and consuming a lot of information about sales tactics and leadership tactics and philosophy. And to be honest with you, when I consumed all of that, I finally went back and said, the Marine Corps had existed for 200 some odd years at that point and had really identified the best practices with respect to molding leaders and to identifying the strengths in leaders and the characteristics and the qualities. And so I went back to a lot of my information from the Marine Corps and started applying that.
You know, we're about to take a commercial break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear one, how that Marine Corps experience transferred into leadership. Number two, all of you CEOs, you want a healthy culture, you're going to hear straight from Jim what you do to get your culture to be healthy and in better shape. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Rowley, who is the CEO of Crunch Worldwide, and we're hearing about your 8 years in the Marines and how what you learned. So how has that manifested itself into your leadership? What are the core principles that you use?
I mean, look, the core principles are going to be judgment, right? They're going to be characteristics and principles, right? So I think that the biggest thing as a leader is that core integrity, right? We talk about it all the time. And the one true definition I think that I have and I've pushed myself for versus a lot of leaders that I see that struggle with some of these things is they have all the buzzwords and they've read all the books, but they haven't done the things. Like, are they really a person of integrity, right? Are they a person who is loyal, who is trustworthy, who could be counted on? And I have pushed myself almost to the extreme with many of those things. And I'm not perfect, right? I'm an imperfect man seeking perfection. But I have really pushed myself to the point where now, after doing this for, you know, 30 years, it's probably time for me to pass the baton on to somebody else eventually, because it's consumed me with being a good leader who's seeking the ability to become a great leader, right? So what have I learned? Self-awareness is number one. How do I feel? Can I be self-aware, right? Because a lot of people get the title, they get the business card, they get the compensation or whatever, but they're clueless, right? The second thing is self-regulation. What can I do? What can I do as a leader to change the outcome? And really what I focus on is I can have an ordinary outcome or I can have an extraordinary outcome. And how do I migrate between the two, right? And then three is situational awareness. How do I make other people feel? How do I make other people feel when I come in? Is it a stressful situation and a panic situation? Is it something they look forward to or they don't look forward to? Do they seek shelter when I'm in their business, or do they seek alignment and want to share and things like that? And finally, the fourth one is situational regulation. What can I do, right? So how do I feel? What can I do? How do others feel? What can I do, right? So I try to look at that. I also try to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. I'm out in my facilities. I meet with my franchisees. I train my teams. As a CEO, I don't put that on to somebody else. If I want to talk about how to build a winning team, I'm going to develop the content and I'm going to present that to my teams, right? So if you're asking me to narrow it down, it's those types of things.
And I got to tell you, CEOs, you just got a PhD in leadership right here from Jim. I think that's fantastic. I want to shift over to the next topic, which is CEOs are always trying to get a healthy culture. They know people productivity, especially now that people aren't working in the office. And obviously fitness is a core part of that. You've told me in the past you've relationships with a ton of corporations. Talk about how those work and what CEOs should know about Crunch Fitness or Crunch Worldwide, pardon me.
Well, So a lot of things to unpack there. I think that we've got hundreds and hundreds of relationships with corporate partners, Google, PwC, all the big banks in the U.S. And we also have business with local, hyper-local businesses. Maybe they're running a sandwich shop, or they're running a dry cleaner, or they're running a bowling alley or a movie theater, whatever. Those relationships exist because we have a corporate sales department, and they generate an opportunity for these corporations, both large and small, mom and pop, from 10 employees all the way up to thousands of employees, to offer a discount program to encourage their team members to participate at Crunch, right? So why do we do that? One, we've got an incredibly obese society. We're one of the most obese nations on the planet. We've got a plethora of information on why not to be obese and how not to be obese and everything else. We've got the first generation of children that aren't going to outlive their parents. Let that sink in for a second. We've got a generation of children that won't outlive their parents because of their habits. And their habits are a sedentary lifestyle, sitting, right? And sitting is the new smoking, if you can believe that, right? So sitting is more detrimental to your personal health than smoking. And what do? We allow them to have the screen time, whether it's on their phone, their iPad, their tablet, their computer, their television, or whatever. And I don't want to be that guy who says, in my day, we rode bikes till the lights came on and everything else. But the reality is we did. We didn't consume large portions of food. Portion control is a massive issue. So I think because we've got an obesity epidemic, most of our deaths in America are related to heart disease, diabetes, and cancers, all of which can be prevented through a healthy lifestyle, incorporating exercise and nutrition. The CEOs, the corporations, the small mom and pops, the business owners and everything need to think about, what am I doing to help my team members, my employees, live a healthy lifestyle? Also, how do I benefit? Okay, I can tell you just the aha moment is a sick employee is not working. Somebody who doesn't feel well is not thinking about being productive at work. The cost of healthcare goes up when you have sick employees. So why not offer the assistance, the discount, or at least the access to Crunch so that your employees can maintain a healthier lifestyle and their family members, to be honest with you. The importance of being a leader is being resilient, being present, being confident, being focused, but it's also being grateful. And I think that you can show your gratitude by offering a discount to Crunch Fitness through your company. And you can find us at crunch.com, and we'd be happy to invite you into our family.
And I like that. I was just about to ask you the website. There you have it, crunch.com. So, Jim, I want to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show and for the really important work you're doing on building a healthy and a motivated America.
Thank you very much, Robert. This has been my pleasure. I think your podcast is so interesting in that it really focuses on the CEO. And look, I'd love to come back if you'd ever have me. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Robert Rees, and if you'd like to learn from the top CEOs in America, join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the Best of the CEO Forum on 1540 AM WADK, Newport, Rhode Island.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.